We speak, of course, of Nick Newman from the Blues, who play in a huge game against Jimmy Bartel's GWS on Saturday. Nick, welcome to you.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on.
4-1 sounds pretty good. 5-0 sounds a little bit better, though. It felt like it was the one that got away.
It's hard not to feel a little bit like that, I think. A few teams are probably saying we're due one. We've missed a few at the line, and we were on the wrong end of it on the weekend. But we feel like we've been pretty good in those situations in recent times. But we got a few things wrong on the weekend. But to Adelaide's credit, they hung in there and they got us.
Tell us, Nick, when you've done your study this week, what makes the Giants such a dangerous team to play?
Oh, a few things. I think. You look across sort of every line, I feel like they've got stars in every line. Their back line, while missing Sam Taylor, they got a pretty serious back six. The forward line clear with Toby and Brent Daniels and Bedford's going well. And then you add in Jesse Hogan and the form he's in, and their midfield speaks for itself. So, they got stars in every line, and they play with speed. So, they run at you and handball at you. So, if your defence isn't on, they can make you look pretty silly. So, there's a reason they're 5-0 and they're playing some great footy, so it'll be a good challenge.
Nick, you mentioned last week you just got a couple of things wrong. What were those things in your eyes?
A couple of structural things. A couple of boys down back running into each other trying to take a chest mark, which, that's 1 in 100 play. But, a couple of structure things we sort of felt like we got wrong. To Adelaide's credit, they got a lot of things right. And, they hung in there and then they were able to pinch it. But, it was a little bit of structure and, just a little bit of sort of game style. We felt like we could have controlled the game a bit better late, but to their credit, they took advantage.
You're not the only Carlton player we've spoken to actually this year, but there seems a real level of calmness about yourself and your teammates. Is that coming off the back of the back end of last year where you saw all the hard work paying off and you're getting the wins on the board that you go, look, you know what, we'll be okay, we've seen this through?
I think so. I think for us it's probably been about actually learning from some of the mistakes we had last year. We're in a similar position this time last year, and clearly we didn't sort of handle things the right way, and we lost a fair few games. So we feel like we've learnt those valuable lessons, and we feel like our game's fairly in order in terms of the way we're defending. We're still able to score a little bit, but I think being a group that's been together for a period of time now, we sort of know what we value, and we learned a valuable lesson that last year. So, I think while there's some urgency in how we want to play and respond after the weekend, there is a calmness of, that we know what we've got to do.
Nick Newman from the Blues joining us live on Wide World of Sports ahead of their game against the Giants. The teams are out. Cowan and Young come in for the injured pair of McGovern and Saad, and two changes for the Giants. Jimmy Callan Ward, great to see him back. What a star of the competition he's been for a long time. And Leek Allaire come in for the injured Sam Taylor and Stephen Cornelio. So crucial injuries really on both sides. Matt Kennedy plays his 100th game. Good luck to Matt. I'm just looking at the team lineups. Nick, will you find your way on Toby Green again?
I think we'll probably have a couple of guys. I think, I've played on him before. And Zach Williams has played on him. He did a really great job on Michael Walters a couple of weeks ago. So we've got, obviously, Kemp, Wiedering and Young this week. So we're probably a little bit taller. So we know that Kempy can do that. So, we'll probably have a few guys roll onto him at different stages, to be honest.
You've had some success on him before, Nick. Is it the fact that his all-round game is so balanced, above his head, below his knees, he can turn on a dime, he's so strong, does that just make him the ultimate matchup or difficult matchup that he is?
I think you've nailed it. I think, for someone like me who's played on different smalls, I think sometimes you go into games and feel like, some players, especially small forwards, are extremely quick and they get you out the back, but you feel like in the air you've probably got them covered, so sort of where you can get them, and vice versa. Some some smalls or mediums are amazing in the air, but you feel like if you can just get it to ground, you can manage them okay. But yeah, with Toby, like, he's just so good at everything. He's obviously good in the air. He's good on the ground level. He's aerobically good. He's pretty quick and powerful. So yeah, you feel like you sort of have to be on him in all facets of the game. So I think that's, yeah, clearly what makes him such a fantastic player and arguably the best forward in the game.
Before we let you go, we saved the most important to last. Big off-season for you and the dog, Gus. You got down on one knee. You got engaged to Sam. Congratulations. When's the big day?
Thank you. Yes. Oh, look, it took me 12 years to get down. And
12 years, Nick? Goodness me. Sam must be frustrated.
It's a long apprenticeship.
Yeah. It is a long apprenticeship. And she's a very patient woman, as evidence suggests. So, I think just enjoying being engaged at the moment. And after waiting 12 years to propose, I'm not in a huge rush to get married. So, no plans as of yet.
Let me get this straight, Nick. So she's waited 12 years, you got engaged, but there's no actual day for the wedding.
Yeah, correct. Okay. Yeah, we don't have a date locked in. It will happen. I don't know when, mate.
Just don't lock in a day for late in September. I have a feeling you might be busy. Nick, appreciate your time. It doesn't get much bigger than this weekend. You can see the Blues take on the Giants this Saturday afternoon at Marvel Stadium. There are still some tickets left. Visit Ticketmaster to secure your tickets. Good luck, Nick. Appreciate your time, and we'll chat later in the year.
No worries. Thanks, guys. Bye.